Last on Step by Step.
Honey, Carol, guess what? We won the raffle. A trip for the entire family to Hawaii, including air transportation and accommodations at the Grand Hyatt Wailea on Maui.
Oh,
yes!
Oh, I can't believe it! We're going to Hawaii!
JT was captivated by an island beauty.
I gotta meet this girl!
The kids reached for the sky.
Guess what? They're having a sandcastle competition on Friday, and the winners get a free helicopter tour of the whole island!
Cody found a message in a bottle.
Out. X marks the spot where the treasure will be.
This is it. This is why I was drawn to the island.
And Dana fell in love.
I want you to marry me.
Trying to get her to relax. This time, he took her golfing.
Darn. I got in too late last night, and I really need to talk to her.
What's going on?
Well, Brian kind of proposed to me.
Proposed? You mean like marriage? But when's the wedding? Where's the wedding? Can I be your maid of honor? Oh, have you picked your colors yet? I look great in peach.
Karen, slow down. I don't even know if I'm going to say yes.
I understand. This is a big decision. So, let's look at it objectively. He's rich. He's gorgeous. He's rich. He treats you like a queen. And he's rich. I think we have an answer.
You know, Frank, I really think that this is going to help. You know, the fresh air, the beautiful scenery, the mindless activity. I think I'm finally going to be able to relax.
Oh, that's great, honey. What are you doing?
I'm just filling out the scorecard.
Oh, wrong. There will be no scorecard today.
But how are we going to keep score?
We're not. Carol, keeping score encourages competition, which causes tension, which defeats our purpose, which is relaxation. We're going to play the Frank Lambert way.
What's that?
You buy a box of balls, play till you lose them all, and then go eat lunch. Looks like we'll be at lunch before you know it.
What a bummer. I spent my whole vacation trying to meet this mystery girl, and I still can't find her. I give up, Cold Man. I'm not wasting any more time looking for her.
Wise decision, cuz. You know, as one of America's greatest poets, Kenny Rogers, once said, you gotta know when to hold them, and know when to fold them, and know when to walk away, and know when to stop quoting a song you don't know that well.
You're right, Cold Man. I just gotta shine on this wine girl and focus on finding the treasure.
Good thinking, cuz. You know, when a man's on a quest, having a love Jones just slows you down.
I'm with you, Cold Man, but you read that poem, and we can't find the treasure unless you see through an eye of an eagle. And how are we gonna do that? Cold Man, you think?
Yeah, buddy.
Come on. Sorry. Did I scare you?
Yeah. Scare me some more. I thought you were meeting with your banker all day.
I finished early. So you thought about my proposal?
Yes.
Do you have an answer?
No.
No, you don't have an answer, and no is your answer.
No, I don't have an answer.
Good. Then I have the rest of the day to convince you.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
What? What did I do?
You were breathing in a very annoying manner.
Well, I'm sorry. I breathe. It's a habit.
Yeah, well, your habit just cost me a stroke.
That's it. I quit. You know, I thought I could teach anybody how to relax, but I was wrong. You are hopeless.
I am not hopeless.
Yes, you are hopeless. You belong in a home for the terminally tense. You know, the only time I've ever seen you relax is when we were on our honeymoon in Jamaica.
Oh, well, it was easy to relax in Jamaica. All we did was stay in our room and... You know.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know.
Oh, Mom. I'm glad you're here. I really need to talk to you.
Oh, sure.
Well, as you know, I've been spending a lot of time with Brian this past week.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little vacation romance. Nothing at all.
And I really like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he really likes me a lot, too. In fact, he said he loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What? I know it seems sudden, but I think I love him too. I mean, I've never met a guy like him before. But I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
Well, let me unconfuse you. The answer is no.
Mom, I was hoping we could talk about this.
There is nothing to talk about. You barely know this guy. This cannot be serious.
I don't know, Mom. This looks pretty serious to me.
Oh, my God. What a rock. But you have to take that back.
Mom, calm down. I need your advice.
I am giving you my advice. You are not getting married.
That's not advice. That's an order.
Dana, you are 17.
You were 17 the first time you got married.
Okay. Forget that. The point is, Dana, you cannot go to a tropical island, meet a guy, spend a week with him, and then think you're going to marry him. What kind of marriage would that be?
Yours and Frank's.
Okay. Forget that, too. The real point here, Dana, is that you cannot get married because you are grounded. You are grounded. Grounded.
You know, Mom, I came here to get your advice, and I'm really glad I did, because now I realize it's not up to you. It's up to me. And if I want to marry Brian, I will marry Brian.
In the bowl. You think that's where the gold is?
I don't know. Why don't we go down and explore the planet's surface? I always wanted to say that.
This particular castle, though British in origin, has a bit of Moorish influence. This, of course, was the result of the techniques brought back to England after the Crusades.
Thank you. We'll keep that in mind.
I'd be happy to answer any structural questions you might have. You shut up. If you keep blabbing like that, we're going to lose.
Well, it's just the more information they have, the easier their decision will be.
He doesn't stop.
All right, we've reached our decision.
The third place winner goes to the Hanson family and their version of Buckingham Palace. And second place goes to the Spelling family and the model of their home. All right, in first place, and winner of the helicopter tour goes to the Lambert Foster family and their new family.
Let's go on the helicopter ride right now.
All right, go have fun. Oh, Carol, isn't that wonderful? Carol, many of the kids just won.
Yeah, that's really wonderful.
You're still upset about Dana, aren't you?
I just wish I could talk to her again.
What would be different?
Well, I'd pretend to be more understanding.
Carol, when you were 17 and you told your mother you were going to get married, what'd she do?
Are you kidding?
She had a fit and said absolutely not.
And what did you do?
I ran off and got married.
Exactly. Honey, the more a parent pushes a kid about a decision like this, the more you can guarantee the kid's going to turn around and do just the opposite. Dana is a very smart young lady. You just have to have faith she's going to make the right decision.
I hope so.
Beach for the treasure?
It's gotta be. See? Rocks in the sea, created by lava, in groups numbered 3. And X marks the spot where the treasure will be.
We've been digging for over an hour and we haven't found a thing.
Well, it's gotta be here. Just keep digging, bro. I'm telling you, we'll find that gold.
What? Where?
Right there. Check it out.
The sunset? No way.
No way. The poem said we'd find everlasting gold.
That's the golden treasure.
It's a spiritual thing.
Oh, man, what a ripoff.
No way, dudesy. You're wrong. Hey, when nature does something like this, it's totally awesome. Hey, no matter how big and bad, no matter how rich, how powerful, no matter how raging a dude you are, you cannot create something like that.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, buddy.
This has been such a great day. I'm so glad you came back early.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, but it's nothing compared to what I planned for tonight. We'll drive to Lahaina.
Brian, I have to do my schoolwork.
On your last night in Hawaii?
It's all the time I have left, thanks to you.
Well, thanks to me, you don't have to do it.
What are you talking about?
Dana, that's what that diamond ring means. Anything you want or need, I can give you.
But I don't want you to give me anything. I want to succeed on my own.
But But it's just school. I mean, what's the big deal? I didn't go to college and I did okay.
Yeah, but that's you. You had a chance to do something with your life, to fulfill a dream, and it paid off. But now I want my chance.
But that's what I thought I was offering you.
No, you're offering me your dream. But I have dreams of my own. I want to go to college. I want to see what I can do. I'm only 17, and I have no idea what's out there for me. And I need to find out.
You're not gonna marry me, are you?
No, I guess I'm not.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah. That doesn't make it hurt any less.
I love you.
Me too, and I've been to Graceland.
My favorite part was the helicopter ride.
Well, I had mixed feelings about that. That's because you barfed.
You okay, honey?
Yeah, I guess so. You were right, Mom. I'm just not ready to get married.
Well, at least you got a diamond ring out of it.
No, I didn't. I gave it back.
You gave back a 6-carat solitaire in a Tiffany setting? Oh, you're not my sister.
Excuse me. Could you send somebody up with the van, please?
Oh, a gentleman has arranged other transportation to the airport for you and your family.
A limousine? Who would do that?
Okay, everybody. Dana's friend arranged for us to go to the airport in a limousine. I'll tell you, Dana, if you ever change your mind, I could easily run and catch a guy worth $38
million. $40 million. You had a good week.
Well, Lambert's, Foster's, limousine awaits. Okay, everybody's here.
I'll tell you, Cold Man, the only thing I regret is I was never able to meet that mystery girl.
Well, cuz, you know how the French dudes say, une belle femme est difficile à trouver, mais il faut qu'on cherche la femme.
What does that mean?
How do I know? It's what the French dudes say, cuz.